USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump declared Friday's House committee vote to impeach him an embarrassment to our country and refused to back away from the charge that first caught him in the scandal. With a vote by the full House expected next week, Trump declared in the Oval Office that Democrats had, quote, made absolute fools of themselves by moving ahead with impeachment. Trump stands poised to be the third president in history to be impeached, but it is all that certain he will not be removed from office by the Republican-controlled Senate. A law that will allow New Yorkers to get driver's license without having to prove they are in the country legally weathered a second court challenge days before its enactment. A federal district judge ruled against Rensselaer County Clerk Frank Marola, saying he lacked the legal capacity to bring the lawsuit. A federal judge in western New York ruled against a county clerk in Buffalo on similar grounds last month. This is USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
They say Black Friday and Cyber Monday were record-setting, but the Commerce Department says November overall retail sales came in lower than expected. USA's Chris Barnes has the details.
The government says retail sales only rose by 0.2% last month, much lower than the 0.5% increase experts had predicted. Americans cut back on discretionary spending, and that could lead economists to dial back their economic growth forecasts for the fourth quarter. The report also revised data for the retail sales number in October, showing it actually increased by 0.4% rather than the 0.3% as previously reported. I'm Chris Barnes.
Wall Street closed out a slow day with tiny gains and more record highs for the S&P 500 and NASDAQ. The S&P 500 added a mere 0.23, less than one-tenth of 1%, to reach an all-time high of 3,168. The Dow Jones Industrial Average inched up 3.33 to 28,135. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
A former U.S. president calls this a moral call to the world. Chris Barnes reports.
That's what Barack Obama says about the challenges to many people around the globe when it comes to climate change, pointing out that many are already feeling the effects of climate change. He says island countries may sink and that many nations are losing sight of the damages already happening. He told them their voices will remind the rest of the world of the impacts of climate change and could help spur them to action. And he said the world needs to prepare for the changes that are coming, including large-scale migrations and other disruptions. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
U.S. women's soccer star Megan Rapinoe endorsed Senator Elizabeth Warren in the 2020 Democratic primary on Friday. In a tweet, the women's national team co-captain said she's proud to back Warren for being bold, for being real, and for listening to all of us and being prepared to navigate the unique challenges we face as a country.
I would love to be on your team and help in any way that I can, so consider me
Warren. Warren, in a statement, called Rapinoe a champion of justice on and off the field and a role model for women and girls everywhere. She said she's honored to have her endorsement and looks forward to fighting alongside her for big structural change. Rapinoe helped lead the team to its second World Cup title in a row earlier this year and was named Sports Illustrated Sportsperson of the Year earlier this week. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.